Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, especially with such a fun topic. I love to bake, whether it's breads or cakes or really anything involving flour and sugar and butter. But there's you may not always have time to do that on the day of an event, so you're going to tell us how we can save time by freezing bread and cookie dough.
Yes. So many of us are really busy this time of year. We're doing a lot of baking, but we're also doing a lot of other Christmas things. And so while we're very busy right now, being able to squeeze it all in is important, and keeping our stress levels low is also important. So a few tips today from our food safety specialist at K-State, Karen Blakesley, on preparing your yeast bread dough and your cookie dough ahead of time and freezing it so that it will save you time later. So there's a few things to think about food safety-wise and just a good quality product when you're thinking about freezing. And it's important to look at your recipe. When we're talking yeast breads, you want to try to choose a recipe that's higher in yeast and sugar and lower in salt. Those are the best recipes for freezing. Also, if you can use a bread flour, that's going to give your dough some added strength. So the ratio when you're looking at freezing a bread dough for later is you want to increase your yeast by about a quarter to a half of a teaspoon per 3 cups of flour. And that extra yeast is going to compensate for any potential freeze damage, because some of the yeast is damaged during freezing, and so it's not going to rise as well when it's reactivated. So just adding a little more yeast in there is going to compensate. Also, you have a couple different options for when your dough can be frozen. One option is after you knead it, but before the first rise. Make up your dough, knead it, and then pop it in the freezer. Or your second option is after the first or the second rise, depending on your recipe. So you can make up your dough, knead it, let it rise the first time, pop it in the freezer, or let it rise the first time and the second time, and then pop it in the freezer. So you have different options depending on how busy you are, and, you know, you might play around with your recipe and see what you like the best. So you can freeze the dough into balls if you're doing rolls, or you can freeze it as a loaf. Then when you pull the frozen dough out to thaw, you can thaw it either in the refrigerator or at room temperature. You may have to reshape it a little bit, let it rise, and then just bake it as the recipe directs. So a few little things, but really you have some leeway in how you do it. When we're talking cookie dough can also be prepared and frozen to save you some time. You can drop your cookie dough onto your cookie sheet. If you use a little scooper or if you do the spoon method, whatever you use, you can drop your dough and then pop that whole sheet into the freezer and let that dough freeze in the little balls. And then if you don't have room in your freezer, after those dough balls are completely frozen, you can go back in and remove those from the cookie sheet and store them in any kind of whatever packaging you have, zip top bag or some type of freezer container, and then you can get those dough balls out when you're ready to bake them, put them back on the sheet and bake them as directed. If you have enough room in your freezer, you can just leave the whole cookie sheet in there, and when you're ready to bake, pop your cookie sheet into the oven. Keep in mind with a cold cookie sheet, it's going to take maybe an extra minute or two from what you usually, the time that it usually takes to bake those cookies. Another option is you can go ahead and bake the cookies and then freeze them, and just make sure when you freeze them, you wrap them up tightly and then pull them out, you know, when you're ready for them. So they can be frozen before baking or after baking. Same with bread. You know, you can bake it first and then freeze it. Just make sure that you wrap them tightly to protect against any freezer burn or drying out. You know, you don't want the product to dry out. So if you use a good freezer wrap or bag or container, that's really going to help. And also, you know, we have to throw some food safety in here. On your raw doughs, a lot of people think about the raw eggs being potentially dangerous. But also, and what a lot of people don't think about, because it's fairly new in the last several years, is raw flour can be a food safety issue. Raw flour, when that grain is processed, that raw flour does not have a heat treatment that's going to kill whatever's in it. So raw flour can be potentially dangerous. So we just warn against, as much as raw dough can be delicious, we warn against eating raw dough, not only because of the eggs, but also the flour. We want to keep everyone safe this holiday season. And so it's best just to wait until after it is thoroughly baked. So hopefully, you know, if you have a crazy Christmas or New Year's, think about freezing ahead of time and saving yourself some stress and busyness down the road.
Sounds like very good advice. One of the most helpful things that I ever purchased for my baking that also saves time is a proof box. So once it's out of the fridge or the freezer, I don't have to worry about, oh, good grief, my kitchen is freezing. It's going to take 6 hours for this to rise. In the box, set the temperature I want, and it's ready to go much more quickly. And yes, I will promise not to eat any cookie dough, because you can't dunk cookie dough in your cocoa. So
hard.
Yeah, it can be really hard. It's like, look at all the chocolate chips and everything else. But like I said, you can't dunk your dough in your cocoa. So go ahead and wait until it's done. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you talking to us today. We appreciate the helpful tips. And if folks have any questions, give us your number again so they know how to get a hold of you.
Sure. It's 913-795-2829.
Outstanding. Well, it looks like we're going to be talking to you, after the holidays. So in the meantime, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw.